You're listening to IMI This Week. Movie producer Philippe Martinez's company, MSR Media, has broadened its planned lawsuit related to alleged discounting in the St. Kitts and Nevis Citizenship by Investment program, potentially targeting other parties like escrow agents and sales agents. MSR Media claims to have new evidence of financial transactions, benefiting officials and security risks from ELAC's due diligence, which it plans to introduce in U.S. courts and share with authorities. The company has invited St. Lucia officials to review its findings on criminal activities in the CBI industry, with the aim of persuading them to end ties with a dominant firm, Caribbean Galaxy. After the Caribbean 5 Citizenship by Investment programs signed a memorandum of agreement, Caribbean CBI experts, including Patrick Peters, Kevin Hosum, Mustafa Mahmood, and Nisha McIntyre, give their thoughts around the EU's potential move to allow revoking visa-free access for countries operating citizenship by investment programs, with differing perspectives on the impacts. While they expect the MOA to bolster demand after an initial adjustment period, some argue more regulation is needed around marketing practices by unlicensed third parties that could undermine the programs. Grenada's Citizenship by Investment Unit CEO Thomas Anthony admitted it took external pressure from the EU to finally bring about a regional accord among Caribbean nations to harmonize Citizenship by Investment Program rules and pricing through a new memorandum of agreement. While non-binding, Anthony assured Grenada intends to implement the agreed $200,000 minimum investment amount and other standards by the June 30th deadline. He believes once the MOA is fully implemented alongside the new ETIA's traveler screening system, it should address the EU's security concerns around CIPs. Malta is considering revoking the citizenship of a 24-year-old Russian national who obtained it through the country's Citizenship by Investment program before being convicted of money laundering and sentenced to 7 years in a UK prison. Separately, Malta's Financial Crimes Agency fined a local real estate broker for failing to properly verify the source of funds used by a citizenship investor to purchase a 2 million euro property. Cases like these highlight the importance of robust due diligence processes for citizenship by investment programs, as well as real estate transactions involving high-risk clients to prevent abuse and maintain program integrity. New data from the U.S. State Department and USCIS indicates continued robust interest in the EB-5 investor visa program, with Chinese nationals receiving the highest number of EB-5 visas in 2023 and the vast majority of investments being made through regional centers in targeted employment areas. However, demand for the EB-5 program still sharply exceeds the limits established by the U.S. government, writes Varvara Latinseva. The real bottleneck remains the annual EB-5 visa quota, highlighting the need for authorities to improve efficiency and address the application backlog. In this week's edition of 10 on the Weekend, IMI Pro Colin Bishop of ReefView Enterprises declares creativity and innovation to be investment migration experts' most helpful tools. CBI nationality. Bans have forced us to explore more avenues of business, which are turning out to be quite lucrative. Read the full interview in this week's edition of IMI. Thanks for joining us today on IMI Podcasts. Subscribe for free to the IMI Daily Newsletter for breaking news and updates from the investment migration industry. And consider upgrading your membership to IMI Pro to get insider access to networking opportunities, industry events, data, and members-only content.